Hi guys, welcome back to the Warp Drive. I'm Shalee.
I'm Zach.
I'm Connor.
I'm the thrill-seeking farmer.
And we're continuing our game of Call to Adventure.
Oh yeah.
A fantasy game where you get to create your own character and live out exciting and epic stories.
Of course.
Last time we played, we left up on Owen's turn, but why don't we go around and quickly, just very briefly, explain what have happened to your character so far. Shalee, why don't you start? You are the noble with a vow of vengeance, right?
I am a noble. I defended my family. I healed the wounded in the Raging Inferno, and I killed the wolf. And in Act 2, I have a vow of vengeance. We don't know for what yet. I have learned deep lessons at the academy, and I resisted arrest of a corrupt official. Well, the corrupt official was after me.
Right, of course. Well, I am a performer with a thirst for knowledge. In my origins, I was a foundling as a baby. I was found on a river. No one knows my true parents or history there.
Moses.
With my performer story, I fell into a magical, mysterious cave where I resisted temptation from a dangerous artifact. Mm. And after I resisted temptation, I was able to climb to safety.
Vanilla Coke, hashtag not sponsored.
In that same magical forest, I banished a ghost.
Mm.
Wow. Now, Connor, what's going on with you?
I'm a squire.
I am
a squire who is pure of heart. I am honorable.
Yep.
When preparing for war, I planned the city's defenses, and during the cruel winter, I foraged for food.
Nice. Connor. Sorry. That was Connor.
Oh, and also I figured out that I was actually secretly royal.
Very recently. That was just at the end of the last one.
Sorry.
Thank you, Connor.
Excuse you.
Excuse me. Owen, what's up with you?
So I'm a farmer, right? At a young age, I learned to fight dirty. I crushed my rival.
Me.
I learned dark secrets.
Me.
And I'm a thrill seeker. So I watched over the city. I became a criminal. So that sums up the thrill-seeking farmer that is kind of dirty, but he's also as kinda good
dirty.
As they can be. As good as they can be.
Yeah, he is also pure good. with that, Owen, it is your turn.
You know, I see rebellious out there, and I don't know if I can just pass up on it.
Mm.
So I'm going to spend an experience. I'm going to be a rebellious criminal that watches over the city. And
Now, did you want to spend an experience to gain it, or did you want to gain a darkness to do it?
Oh, I'm going to gain a darkness.
Okay. So Owen is no longer
you
max.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Owen is no longer Owen is no longer max good. He has slightly succumbed, and he is now a rebellious farmer.
A rebellious, thrill-seeking criminal farmer that watches over the city after he crushed his rivals and learned to fight dirty.
Wow.
And now,
of course,
we cover up.
It all comes full
tier
circle.
Tier 3.
Yes, so with that, Owen has completed his motivations of Act 2.
Yeah.
And Act 3 is now revealed. And Act 3 is similar to Act 2. There are tougher cards, adversaries, little tougher challenges. There's just a lot more of them, and it's a lot more scary, say the least.
Only the strongest will survive.
Keep in mind, all of us are allowed to go for any of the cards now on the table, although we are still progressing in our traditional ways. I still have two more to complete on my Act 2. So does Connor. But Owen, you are three cards away from ending the game. Three more gained cards.
So I gained a darkness, so do I flip all the way down?
No, you just go down one slide. Yep.
So perfect.
You're at the second highest. Good. Sweet. Shalee, it is your turn.
Okay. And let me assess the situation.
Okay.
I think, let me see, do I have enough to do that?
This is not. This is a lot tougher than my first game.
This isn't very tough at all.
Not very tough at all. I'm kind of doing well.
I think I'm going to attempt the challenge of the Sword of Darkness.
Ooh.
And that is, if I'm going to try to shatter the sword, which is plus one difficulty. So it's originally five, so with the plus one of shattering the sword.
Yeah, shattering sword is a difficulty
it's
six.
As opposed to wielding the dark blade. That's regular difficulty.
So for that, are you doing that challenge?
I think I'm going to do this challenge. So it's six difficulty, and I can use... Oh, no.
Which attributes does it allow?
Shoot. Never mind. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
What challenge are you doing, Ashley?
Which one would you like to do?
That one, Sword of Darkness, takes strictly strength.
Yeah, strictly strength. I was confusing that with strictly the Colossus strength. One.
So which one are you wanting to do?
I think for now, I'll just take this trait.
You're going to take Brave?
I'm going to take this Brave trait.
Okay, so now you are a Brave.
I'm Brave.
And you have completed your Act 2 motivation.
Yes.
So now you have same situation as Owen, three more cards to end the game.
So, Zach...
I'll wait till next turn.
How many do I need to collect points for these? How many of a kind do I need? Two?
Story icons?
Yeah.
If you have at least four, you have the maximum you can get for those. So four, like four nature story icons or four villainy masks, you'll have 8 points at the end of the game. There's no point in going higher than that because you won't get more points. It's just maximum four.
I can already
get 4 is 8 points.
And then how many do you get? Anything for two?
Two matching story icons is 2 points.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So that with that is my turn. I am going to spend an experience token to gain this studious trait, which grants me an intelligence later on in a future challenge. Mm. So now I am studious in my thirst for knowledge. And Connor, it is your turn.
All right, I am going... I am really tempted to slay the Dark Colossus.
Do you think you're going to do it? Are you going to try it at least?
I'm going to attempt it. I'm going to play the card Narrow Escape, which will allow me to use another constitution during this roll. So I will, during this, roll. I gain 2 strength for the 2 strength on my board. I already have 1 constitution, and using their escape, I gain another constitution. So...
So you're trying to bring down the giant?
I am, and it's a difficulty 8.
Wow, jeez. Okay.
So...
No dark runes or anything like that?
No dark runes. Okay. I can't risk it.
Okay, go for it then.
2, 4, 5, 6. Oh!
One short. That stinks.
What is that?
7. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. He needed an 8.
Oh! Those will sneak by you, huh? Dang. I mean, I would help you, but you guys made me good, so I can't.
Wow. So, that is an experience token for Connor. He can attempt that next time if it's still there.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like the looks of that one.
You would.
Always trying to steal my glory.
But I don't really want.
That's why you beat me up. You're jealous.
All right, Owen, it is your turn. What do you want to go for, dude? Precisely.
Did what happened? Did I just throw away my experience?
I don't know.
Yeah, I did. My bad.
Colossus, I would get 2, 4.
Colossus, I could.
I could go. I could go for the. I'm gonna go for the decisive battle.
What?
A plus, you get an ally, cruel master.
You would get the villainy, and then that would complete your set of 4.
Yeah, and you would get a lot of points for that.
You think you're gonna try it all?
I don't really need anything. I don't really need to sacrifice him, so I'm not going to.
But you'd gain the villainy, and that'd get you an 8 points.
I already have 4.
A 4 in villainy?
Yeah.
Oh, so no.
Oh, you do?
You don't necessarily need it.
Oh, I'm blind.
But I do like the looks of that. I do.
Yeah. What's the challenge that Connor pointed out to you? What's it called?
It's Thieves Guild.
Okay.
I could either train as a spy or train as a killer. And I kind of want to train as a killer because it's just kind of how I'm going right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I could use this. So here's what I'm going to do. I have 1, 2, 3 dexterity. So I get 3 of those. I'm going to roll 3 Dark Fates.
You're gonna spend 3 experience?
3 experience for 3 dark fates.
Jeez.
Okay.
Oh my god. He's lost his mind.
And I'm gonna absolutely body the Thieves Guild with this semester.
What's the difficulty there?
3.
Okay.
4 with training as a killer.
Okay.
Well, I think he got it.
No.
You gain
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, that's actually an anti-hero card.
Okay, so.
So 2, 4, 5, 6. You already beat it. 7, 8.
And I moved down 2, so I'm back to evil.
Shoot. Okay, so Owen has.
You can also gain another card.
Yeah, you got it. I gave him his 2 anti-hero cards.
Okay.
So Owen has gone down 2 levels of the alignment tracker because of his 2 bonus dark rune results. He also gained the train as a killer card, and he is 2 more cards away from ending the game.
He also has an ally now, doesn't he?
Yeah, what's your ally?
He may sacrifice his ally to gain light.
To gain a light point?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the Cruel
Master.
To go
to a son, so I'm just going to keep the Cruel Master as my friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
He'd be friends.
And am I done yet?
It's still your turn if you'd like to play any cards. You have a lot of cards to play.
I'll pass.
You'll pass?
I got some.
All right. Shalia, it is your turn.
Wait. Did anybody fail a challenge this turn? Okay, I'm going to play this card. Harsh lesson, if any hero failed to challenge this turn, gain an experience.
So that Connor failed this challenge, so Owen gets to gain an experience.
So I'm going
to... All right.
Yes, one
well
experience.
Done. Shalee, it is your turn.
I believe I'm going to attempt to do the Sword of Darkness now that I have the Brave thing, so that gives me 1 more strength.
Sure.
So it's a difficulty of 5 plus 6 because of Shatter the Sword, as we already established.
Actually, I'm going to play this as another hero is attempting a challenge. They must choose another challenge or trait instead.
So, Shalee is not allowed to do the Sword of Darkness?
No.
Shoot.
What a jerk.
Or you just have to use a different trait.
No, that's the challenge. So she can't attempt that challenge.
Yeah, because
it's only 1 trait.
So I'm instilling fear on Shalee right now.
So Owen has played a
Sword of Darkness is very scary.
So, Shalee, you're not...
Scarier?
Please no.
What are you gonna go for, Shalee?
I might go for the bring down
no,
the giant colossus.
Please.
Actually, I have a card for that.
What do you want to do, Shalee? What story icons do you have? What might you want to go for? You have a justice story icon. You have 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other justice story icons on the table? The scales. Possibly.
I saw one.
There's one. You're right
vengeful.
Here.
Oh, yeah, if you became vengeful, which is
your
vow.
Oh, you can only gain this if you have 2 dark.
Oh, shoot.
So never mind. You...
Oh, if you would...
Defend your homestead.
Yeah, you could choose to do the Call to Arms challenge. That would gain you another justice story icon. It's very heroic and brave,
right.
Like you.
Right.
You really think that's brave? You're scared of the sword.
You really think that's brave?
I think I could bring down the Dark Colossus with my combined, what's
Please.
It called?
I want to fight the Colossus.
Strength and, what's it called?
The Constitution is the red one.
Yeah, so I have 2 Constitution and 3 Strength.
Maybe next time.
She could fail, it's okay.
I could fail.
So, sorry, you have 3 Constitution?
3 Strength, 2 Constitution.
Okay, so all the strength runes and then the 2 Constitution runes.
Yes. So I'm going to
any dark fate you'd like? You're trying to get an 8 to bring down the giant.
Yes, I'm aware. I think I'll try to not.
Gonna try to? Okay, go ahead then. 2, 3, 4,
she didn't
5,
do it.
6, 7. You gain an experience token
no.
with your extra strong strength one.
Things you hate to see. That.
Do you have anything else that can help you right now in the moment?
No.
Any cards?
I don't really have anything.
Shoot.
Your ally?
The
no,
ally.
Like, no.
Oh, that's a wisdom.
Wisdom one.
Help
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So and I guess I
failed. Shalee was not able to bring down the giant, the
I guess
colossus.
This colossus is tough.
It is.
Figures.
Something. I guess I can do the Sword of Darkness now. Next
so that
time.
That was your turn, Shalee. You were allowed to. You're all done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm done.
you're done. In that case.
Why are you going after me, Owen?
What am I doing? Oh, I know what I'd like to do.
Because I wanted to use that card.
Was I the childhood rival?
I don't know. We'll have to decide at the end of the game. But for now, I'm going to do a special action that we've actually... I'm doing an action we haven't actually done quite yet. It's called...
Say how many rivals I had, Shelly.
It was just one of many.
I'm going to journey, which is spending experience tokens to replace cards in the lineup. I'm going to spend 3 experience to get rid of 3 cards. I'm going to do 3 Act 2 cards. So just give me one moment. I'm going to get rid of... I'm going to get rid of... Perilous Dungeon.
Okay.
Warlock. And...
Get him out of the air.
Vengeful.
Get him out of here.
And I replace all of those. Ooh. We got some more challenges. Vault of Secrets, Daring Heist, and then an Enlightened trait. That looks pretty interesting.
That's cool.
Let's see. I think I am going to... do the Vault of Secrets challenge. It is a difficulty 4, and it takes dexterity and intelligence. I have no dexterity, I have 1 intelligence, and I'm going to do my Thirst for Knowledge bonus, spend an experience, and gain an additional intelligence. So right now...
Do you have a card that would allow me to help you with my dexterity? If you feel unsafe?
I always feel unsafe. no, I have no cards that help me in this moment.
Okay.
But right now I have my 3 common runes and then 2 intelligence runes. Aiming for a 4. I'm out of experience, so this is my only shot. Let's make it happen. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that's it. I get to draw a hero or anti-hero card on top of that. Since I can only play hero cards, I'm going to draw a hero card. So I've successfully unlocked a secret vault in the Vault of Secrets. Surprise there. I complete my act.
Secretly unlocked a secret.
You just really like secrets and dark vaults.
Secrecy.
Complete my act 2 motivations, and I now have a dexterity for future challenges, and I get to draw an anti-hero card, though I am unable to play it. So that was my turn, and Connor, it is up to you.
Okay. I... wanna rock and roll all night. I think I'm actually gonna go for the adventurous trait because I gain a nature icon and also a constitution. Mm. Let me check one more time, see if that's the best
option. You don't scare me, Owen.
You should be terrified right now. You should honestly be terrified.
That sounds like a bit of hubris to me.
No. Oh no. Shelly took honors reading. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh
she
no.
Has no intelligence to wisdom.
It's okay. I only have 1 intelligence and no wisdom.
They don't go hand
in hand. Yes, I am going to take the adventurous trait. So now I have a lot of traits. I'm adventurous, I'm honorable, and I'm secretly royal.
Ooh, so scary. Good thing you're a good guy, Connor.
You should fear me.
You're a great guy.
You should fear me.
You should fear me.
You should fear me.
So does this bring it to me?
Yes.
Alright.
What you gonna do?
Decisive battle. Duel the enemy general. Which, you know, I'd love to do. But that's the right thing to do. I'm going to sacrifice my army.
What? So the challenge is what?
It's a decisive battle. I'm going to sacrifice my army. It's of 7. And I get royalty if I do this. So I'm trying to get more royal. Mm-hmm. And I have 2. I get 2 strength runes. And a blue one.
The intelligence. Yep.
So 2 strengths of blue. I'm going to spend this for a dark fate.
Dark rune. I'll take that.
Dark fate. Dark fate, you know?
I'm going to spend my dark fate to reroll.
And since I am taking the dark path... if I choose a dark path this turn, +1 to my attempt. If I choose a dark path this turn, +1 to my attempt. So this is 2 fateful choices being played. So I'm starting off at 2, and I need a 7 to complete this.
Oh, so you're playing 2 fateful choices cards, which add +2.
Yeah, so okay, 2.
So 2 plus this to get to a 7.
You got it.
2.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Wow.
You also go down.
And I also go down 1.
So Owen knocked it out of the water. You have successfully sacrificed your army.
I think he's just...
Everyone's dead!
Yay! Yeah. And Owen, how many cards do you have on your Act 3?
Just one left. I have F2.
Cool!
I'm behind!
Alright, let's go... Sweet!
I'm going to try to do the Sword of Darkness, unless Owen wants to thwart me again.
Hold up. I'm just kidding, it's all usually.
Okay, I'm gonna go against the Sword of Darkness. Okay, so I'm gonna choose to shatter the sword once again. So that's 6 difficulty. I have 1, 2, 3 3 strength. It requires 5. So I'm going to spend 1, I think. To get a dark rune?
A dark rune.
And then I get 3 for my strength, and then the original stat too.
Sorry, original what?
The original and 3 for my strength.
Oh, you have max 3 strength?
Yes.
Okay.
You're a strong boy.
I am strong.
I am strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
All right, so let's hope I cast your spell. You're trying to shatter it?
I'm trying to shatter the sword.
6. Let's keep
fail.
It. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Where?
You got it!
And I get to 2, 4, 6.
Yep.
2, 4, 5, 6. That's a 6.
There you go.
Sorry, I'm bad at counting.
So Shelly also gained a hero card with her runes, and you have successfully shattered the Sword of Darkness.
Yay!
Shattered the sword.
That's pretty epic, I must say.
That is kind of nice. Kind of nice.
I'm kind of jelly.
Unseat the queen?
What? Oh, you become the queen. Shoot. That's another challenge, is the queen's,
queen.
The queen's chambers. Wow. It's kind of...
What do we do with the drunken sailor? What do we...
All right, let's see. It is my turn.
Wait a second.
What?
Did I have a sword facing... Hey, never mind, I don't need it.
Did you have a what?
Never mind.
Well, make sure your cards aren't getting
No, my cards are good.
Okay,
good.
Cool.
I'm good.
Let's see.
I'm good.
I have 3 cards left to do for Act 3 if I can make it in time.
I am well.
I'm just trying to decide.
I am well.
Now that
I am well.
I'm trying to get similar story icons. I have 1 divinity. I could do inspiring. I could do a challenge that involves it. Let's see. I think I'm going to do a challenge. I'm going to... participate in a daring heist. It's difficulty 5. It includes charisma and dexterity. So I get my 3 basic runes to start. My charisma score is 1. My dexterity score is 1. And let's see if I have a card to help. I do. I'm going to play Dazzling Wit as a card to help me as an extra charisma rune. So I have 2 charisma to help with this one. And let's see, I have, 6 runes to cast. I'm trying to get since I'm choosing to give to the poor, it's actually difficulty 6. Let's see, I have no experience, so this is all I got. I'm trying to get a 6, let's see. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I got it. And
Ooh.
I gain an experience because I had the bonus charisma symbol for my performer card. So I have successfully given to the poor all the money I got from the daring heist.
Nice.
I have 1 divinity symbol, so now I have 2 total. I get 2 triumph points at the end of the game and an extra charisma for my next challenge.
Nice.
Now, it is Connor's turn.
Oh boy. Well, I saw this card out here, and I don't know why I haven't done this already, but I'm going to enlist in the king's army even though I'm already a squire.
Maybe you're in the queen's army.
Maybe you're coming back. Maybe like you left and came back.
Okay.
That may be. So I get 3 to begin with. I have 2 strength. That's the 3. And I have 2
Constitution.
I almost said continuity, and I'm like, that's not the right word. And I'm trying to get a 4.
Okay.
So I'm going to enlist in the king's army so that I can gain the... Ooh. No, yeah, I'm going to gain the strength token.
Enlisting the queen's army.
You got it.
I got it. I gain an experience for the bonus on that card. I'm also going to gain a hero card for that thing. Okay. and I have enlisted in the King's Army. Nice. And now I'm on my final thing.
You are moved on to Act 3.
I moved on to Act 3, finally. I'm behind.
Now, Owen, you have one card left. Keep in mind, though you are technically... You could end the game this turn and we would all have one turn left. It's important for you to maximize your points at the end of the game. So keep in mind, you want a lot of one story icon. You want to satisfy your destiny bonus.
What do you mean one story icon?
The black and white symbols, like the villainy mask, royalty crowns. You want four of one symbol to get the maximum amount of points, which is eight. So if you can increase one of your sets, that would be ideal. Or satisfy your destiny, because...
Zach, you act like I don't know what I'm doing, because I don't, but I know what I'm doing right now.
Sorry, go for it, then.
I'm going to play two Parting of Ways, which is discard and replace one revealed challenger trait and gain +1 to your next challenge attempt this turn. So I'm going to play this, both of these. Mm-hmm. So I get +2 to start off. I'm just going to remove these two. Throw in those two. The last ones of our tier one.
Those go in the discard.
There is no
discard. Yeah, it's a new deck. We just keep refilling it. I guess, yeah. These are all, what, allies? Oh, no, this is challenge. Okay.
Okay, so I'm discarding those two. I'm going to use my Divine Calling. And I'm going to become a Servant of Darkness.
That's your path?
That's my path. Okay. So I get 2 for Wisdom, and then my 3 regular ones, and I start out at a 2.
Because of your cards.
Because of the cards I just played.
So, sorry, could you repeat that? You have what?
I have 3, the 3 regular, 2 wisdom,
yep.
And I start out at +2. So okay. I need to get a 6.
Yep, go for it. 2,
that's
three,
a 5. Four,
five. Plus your 2 is 7.
7, I get it.
Owen
so
has...
then I gain anti-hero card.
And you are...
And since one of these is showing, I gain an experience. And is there anything I can do with an experience right now?
At the end of the game, they're worth extra points.
Shoot.
But, so that was your last turn.
That was my last turn.
And you have become a servant of darkness.
Servant of darkness. After training as a killer and sacrificing my army.
Jesus. Okay.
And actually... Oh, never mind. Okay. Who's a competitor? Shelly, you're in your third tier.
I'm on my third
tier. I'll remember that, Shelly.
Anything else on?
Not right now.
Well,
not right
now. With that move, Owen has begun the end game.
We're in the end game now.
Shelly, myself, and Connor have only one turn left, and then we will count points and tell our stories and see who is the winner of our Call to Adventure series. We're going to take a quick break, but keep listening, and we will be right back.
See ya.
And we're back. Shli, it is your turn. We three of us have one final turn. Owen has triggered the end game.
Okay. So what Owen and I discussed during the break is I have a card that gives him experience. I could give him experience. So he doesn't play his anti-hero card on me. So I'm basically bribing him.
Somewhat of a secret deal.
Yeah, secret deal. So I'm going to play Comrade in Arms. I give another hero experience, gain a sun token, gain light, and
yes.
Add +2 to your next attempt at this turn.
Oh.
So
are you max goodness yet or no?
Not yet.
Not quite? No. Okay.
So I'm going to... try to attempt the Dark Colossus again.
Okay. Third time's the charm?
Yeah, third time's the charm. So this is experience. I mean, this is strength plus, what's it called?
Constitution.
Constitution.
Yep.
I always forget. I wanted to say fortitude. Constitution. So I have 3 strength and 2 constitution. Wait, no, I have 1, 2... Yeah, 3, 4 strength, but it maxes out at 3.
Maxes out 3. And you have 2 constitution.
And
so
2 constitution.
To bring down the giant, you're hoping for an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You have +2 right now because of your comrade in arms, so
mm-hmm.
It's really a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of runes to cast. So
yeah.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
Let's get it going.
Fail.
2,
yes!
4, 5.
I am going to play a card.
What?
Second chance. Face a challenge an opponent just failed.
My turn.
What? Bold move by Connor.
Give me this.
So Connor has 3 strength and 2
constitution, the exact same stats. And
did you cast that? You kind of just dropped it.
You kind of just dropped.
No, I didn't cast it.
Okay, but you have the exact same stats as her.
I have the exact same stats.
All right, so you're hoping
to bring down the giant.
So you have to go for an 8 because right. She had a bonus, but you do not. So you need to get an 8 with this cast,
right,
to bring it down right now.
I feel
all right.
So stupid.
It's okay. Connor swooped in. There was nothing else you could have done,
thanks,
right? Besides like
thanks
getting
for
dark
the
runes.
Experience, Shelly.
What?
Besides getting dark runes.
Actually, wait. No. Play this as another hero is attempting a challenge. Choose one rune of a type you possess and remove it from their attempt.
So which rune do you possess? Strength or a constitution?
Strength.
So I will end you.
Connor loses all of his strength. So Connor has
probably... I just tapped into darkness.
You're a bastard.
Thank you, Owen, for avenging me.
You know what, Shelly?
It's okay, Connor.
Nobody swoops
dark runes?
In.
Dark runes.
Connor
He's risking
Connor,
it.
Connor, why not buy all 3 dark runes?
Because I don't want to be evil. I'm a good boy.
All right.
If I become evil, I lose points.
Yeah, that's not good. All
and
right.
I really need this.
All right, so hoping for an 8. Let's try it. Jeez, that was a rough turn.
You're a terrible human being.
Why did I get a 5?
2. Oh! Connor only has 4 points.
Because I played this.
And he goes down.
Because I played the card, I can't take my next turn. You're a terrible human. I hate you.
Why can't you take your next turn?
It's what it says. Face a challenge an opponent just failed. If I succeed, skip my next turn. So I can still take my turn.
But
I can try again!
But you miss. You go down 1. So you're at neutral alignment right now.
I've been dipped.
Shoot. Wow. Owen. Brutal move.
Yeah,
I can still do it again.
Owen.
So.
Thank you.
Jeez. Well, it is technically Shelly's turn. So Shelly, is there anything else you'd like to do? Do you want to play a card?
I just don't like seeing people
succeed. It is your last turn.
I know. I don't have anything I can play.
I have nothing on my mind.
Unless anybody has anything that would help me.
It's empty.
Does anybody deck back? Do you have a lot of hero cards?
Nothing that can help you right now. So, are you all set?
Yes.
Unfortunately. In that case, it's my turn. And I am going to, let's see, are there divinity challenges? Oh, there's spiritual, there is inspiring. Let's see, if I have wisdom, I do have both. And you may not have any black points. I do not have black points. Do I want to be inspiring or spiritual?
Spiritual.
It's not really relevant to my character.
Then why would you ask that question?
I think I'll go inspiring. I am now inspiring.
You could also do enlightened.
I'm trying to get more divinity symbols.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So I chose to be inspiring. I have an additional charisma.
Quick interruption. You want to know how many villainy symbols I have?
How many?
Too many.
7.
You have 7 villainy?
Yes.
Well, you only get for the 4.
That's nuts. So you're like really bad.
Really bad.
And yet still is not losing points on this chart.
All right, so with that, I am now inspiring, and I have finished my final turn. Connor, is it Dark Colossus time?
You better go for it, because you ripped it out from underneath.
Did he?
Well, not really, because you already failed it.
Right, but you still ripped it out.
You ripped it out.
You ripped it out underneath me.
Well, now I'm questioning doing something else, but it's even more risky.
Well, here's my explanation on why I had to do that to you, Connor.
I don't want your explanation. You're just a jerk.
Zach didn't do a challenge there, so I had to jump at the first opportunity I had.
That's true.
So, I apologize, but I don't.
Okay. here's what I'm thinking right now. Currently, I have 2 nature symbols.
Yeah.
So, the Dark Colossus will grant me 5 triumph as well as a strength.
If you bring it down.
If I bring it down.
Or you could climb.
But
don't you already have 3 strength?
I do.
But it's just 5 triumph points automatically. It's pretty good.
Right. Or I could do the Force of Nature, which will also give me 5 triumph points as well as a nature.
Okay.
Which will bring me up to 4 extra points.
And that's it. That's if you were to restore the balance.
That's if I were to restore the balance.
Of the Force of Nature. Okay.
So I need to do some quick maths to make sure that everything will end up giving me more points.
Well, how many charisma do you have?
I have one.
And how? What about wisdom?
I have one, but I can spend experience.
Oh, with your
with my childhood friend.
Okay, so you technically two.
So, or three, or is it only one?
Just one.
Okay.
And you.
I mean, I guess in reality, the Colossus have better chances of getting, but I need to. Okay, 5 points plus a strength. 7. Nature will give me 4 plus 5. That'll give me way more. That'll give me more points.
Do you think force of nature is a little easier?
Well, not easier, no. It'll definitely be more difficult because I don't have any wisdom. But it'll definitely give me more points.
Okay, go for it then. It's the last turn, might as well try it. You know.
I think I'm going to go with the safe bet. I think I'm going to go with bring down the giant.
You think?
Yeah.
What do you because, have to lose, my friend?
Because I have 3 strength and 2 constitution, as opposed to a possible 3 charisma, because I do have a card that could give me another charisma.
You just took 3 constitution out.
You're right.
Sorry. All right, so you need an 8, and you have, 8 runes in your hand?
I have 8 runes. Okay. So, at worst, I need to get 1 splash on every rune.
It's going to be tough.
Please, God! 2, 4, 6. Yay!
You got it.
I did it. I also gained an experience for getting the bonus.
I had a buff.
Because of your squire.
Because of my squire. And I also gained a hero card. I don't know if I'll be able to play it. No, I won't.
Yeah, unplayed hero or anti-hero cards are not worth points, unfortunately.
Or what?
The unplayed cards are not worth points.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I did it.
You brought down the giant.
I brought down the giant.
Well done, Connor.
That's the only thing.
That's the greatest comeback story I've heard in quite some time.
Except if I win this.
What?
Okay.
Like, I didn't mean, like, come back from behind. I meant, like, coming back after not being able to defeat the Colossus, but then...
Oh, yeah.
Being able to. Trying so many.
I don't know, like, what your guys' cards here mean, because, like, this is a toss-up, guys.
All right. Connor, are you all settled? Are you going to play any cards?
I cannot play cards.
Okay. With that, the game is over. So, we are going to go around and explain our story with the destiny included.
Okay.
So, as you approach your destiny card in your story, reveal it and explain it, and we will go through. Owen, since you completed the game first, why don't you go through your story and lead us to your character's destiny?
So, you know, I started off as a wee little farmer. I learned to fight dirty. I crushed my rival. And after I crushed my rival, it kind of gave me this rush. So I stayed dark. I learned some dark secrets. And then as I grew up, I realized this is a thrill. So I became a thrill seeker.
Wow.
I watched over the city, not for the right reasons, but I did it. I became a criminal. You know, after I got caught, you know, stalking people and hurting people, I just loved the feeling of it, so I became even more rebellious. Mm. And then my destiny, right? I reveal my destiny now.
Yeah, you reveal
my
that.
Destiny was to become a cunning villain.
Oh. Ooh. And what's the bonus on it?
At the end of the game, gain 5 dark...
tragedy points.
Tragedy points. If I have strength,
Dexterity
and intelligence... which I had all 3 of those,
mm-hmm.
and 1 tragedy point for each villainy your story.
So how many villain masks do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh my God.
So Owen, why don't you start counting up your points? Remember...
But I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not
done
yet. After I realized my destiny was to become a cunning villain, I sacrificed my army, trained as a killer, and became a servant of the darkness.
Wow. So you gave away... Yeah, you gave away other people to become what you wanted to be yourself.
Yeah,
exactly.
So,
precisely.
Owen, as you count up your points, remember, played cards are each worth a point in the top left. Certain story cards might have points. Like, for instance, my foundling card is worth 3 points, so count those. Extra experience tokens are worth points. And then count in your destiny bonus, as well as other card effects.
So,
each card you have played is worth 1 point.
So it doesn't matter if it's a good or bad card?
Unless it's specified. Like, for Connor, it does, because he has a card that differentiates them. But for you, it might not.
Alrighty. So I'll get adding up, and I'll send it over to Shlee, and Shlee, tell us about your character.
Hello, I am Shlee. My origins include I am a noble. Being a noble, you know, you're grown up, you're raised with certain values, one of which is being noble. As a noble. So I took upon myself to defend my family when they were being threatened by an armed robber, which is kind of gutsy, to say the least, if I'm a noble, to try to rob a noble. But I defended my family. I also healed the wounded in a raging inferno, and I defeated the wolf. For whatever reason, because I'm noble.
Well, was the wolf like threatening your family?
Yeah, the wolf was like threatening the civilians of town.
Like a giant evil wolf.
Yeah, a giant evil wolf, and people are in danger. People are getting killed by it. And he was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to defend these innocent people from the wolf.
Quick interruption. How many do I add if I have two of the same? I have two royalty. It's 2 points, right?
2 points for, yeah, two story icons. Three icons is 4 points, and the four more is eight.
Okay.
So, Shlee, keep walking us through.
So, my motivation became a vow of vengeance because I had an animal companion growing up. And tragically, someone forced me to sacrifice it so I could live.
I'm not sorry.
We're not naming names here. We don't know who exactly forced me to sacrifice my animal companion. My dear, dear...
Bobcat.
Gentle giant bobcat. But from that, I learned deep lessons about myself and about the world around me. And one of those lessons included how to be brave. And how to have a deep sense of integrity, even in the face of corrupt officials who I probably grew up with. They probably were like a parental figure to me because I'm a noble, so I know everybody, basically. So they were probably close to me, and I resisted arrest when I pointed out that they were a corrupt official. So I kind of stuck it to them and revealed my destiny of being a people's champion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at the end of the game, being a people's champion, I gained one, what's it called?
Which, let me see.
It's a point, one...
Oh, the...
One triumph point?
One triumph point for each, like, difficult...
Yeah.
Like, for each path you chose that was extra difficult.
Yeah, one triumph point for each strength and each wisdom I have at the end of the game, and one point for each...
Especially difficult choice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that revealed my destiny, and the final thing I did, even though I tried to do other things, and sadly did not accomplish those, I tried to shatter the Sword of Darkness, because it was, terrorizing the world, and it was kind of like the ring from Lord of the Rings. It was just causing general, like, evilness throughout the world. So, in my final act as a People's Champion, I shattered the Sword of Darkness.
Well done. And the People's Champion card adds one divinity symbol.
Oh, it does.
So that contributes to any sets you may have going.
I do not have any divinity things,
Do you get points for having these?
No.
Okay, no. I think I have my total.
Okay. So Shlee, start counting.
I won't share that.
Start counting up yours. Mm-hmm. I'll remember.
Well, I'll
story
on three.
Story icon sets. Two of one is 2 points. Three of one is four, and then four more of one story icon is 8 points. And your points are triumph plus tragedy plus extra experience plus so like all your played cards, everything, your destiny bonus, and then you do your story icons last. Mm-hmm. So do you have your total?
My total.
We won't reveal yet.
Yeah.
All right.
So what did you get for your special? I'm adding mine up. I'll just look.
All right. So for my character, I am the performer.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I was found as a baby. I was not raised by my original parents. I was a bebe floating in the river, and I was found. So you could say my purpose was sort of mysterious. I always knew I was special. I had some kind of maybe like self like something that laid out for me. You know, there's a lot
of destiny.
Almost a destiny. so I found immediately that I loved entertaining people, so I became a young performer. I would sing and act and dance for people across town, and in my sort of curiosity as a naive young boy, I wandered into the forest and I fell into a wide open cave in the deep forest, where I stumbled upon a magical, dangerous artifact. I chose to resist the temptation of succumbing to its darkness, and after that, I climbed out of the cave, I climbed to safety, and I returned back to town. With that experience with the dangerous artifact, I really felt like I found my purpose. I wanted to become a student. I wanted to become knowledgeable of the magical arcane arts of our world. And so my thirst for knowledge led me to become a studious performer. I attended classes. I became more knowledgeable of magic. My journey in that intelligence of those endeavors led me back to the Dark Forest, where I stumbled upon a secret vault in a large cave. A ghost was guarding the secret vault. I was able to banish it, and I locked the secret vault, and what was inside? Tons of treasure! Where I returned back to town, and being the good person I am, I gave all of the treasure back to the poor of the town, the people who have raised me, who have watched over me through my youth. And because of that contribution to my town, I became a very inspiring leader in that village. And my destiny was the hero of destiny, where at the end of the game, if I have one of every rune type, I gain 9 triumph points. Sheesh. Which I do. I feel like I have, with my hero of destiny, I have accomplished what I was meant to do, which is help people and contribute to the people who benefited me. And that is my story. Now, Connor, what is you? What is you?
What is you? Well, my tale is one of triumph and one of great... I'm thinking of a word.
Deeds?
Great deeds, yes, but great challenge.
Oh, great
one of great challenge. One of overcoming. I started out as a lonely squire with only one friend... to call my own, who also happened to be a noble.
What?
This is the tale of the noble and the squire.
What?
Oh, gosh.
I feel like it was an unrequited friendship, because I never mentioned you in my story.
It's okay. I saw you as a friend, and that is what is important. I grew up under a head captain of the guard.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught me and trained me in his own ways, and he taught me to be an honorable soldier.
Nice.
So through enlisting in the king's army, I gained a sense of honor, a sense of adventure, and
points I had.
Oh, be quiet.
And
you're interrupting Connor. Connor, keep going, sorry.
And but this venture did not bring all good. I faced a cruel winter through which I had to forage for food. I had to plan the city's defenses for a war. I had to prepare for a war.
Wow.
And through these experiences, I found out that I was secretly royalty.
What?
That I had been...
Proceed.
That in fact, I was a prince brought up in the guard by this captain, because my father no longer wanted me as his son.
Probably because you got your butt beat by a farmer.
That pause.
This noble upbringing and this story, these stories of triumph, allowed me to grow into a being pure of heart.
A being pure
of heart.
My beans.
My beans are pure of heart. When I decided to venture out on my own, I faced a mighty colossus, which I brought down. I defeated the great colossus and acquired the title of Mighty Conqueror.
Whoa!
At the end of the game, I gained 2 triumph points for every strength that I have and 1 for every constitution or dexterity.
Holy cow.
That's good.
Epic story, dude.
Thank you.
Okay. We have taken a moment to talk about everyone's character. Did everyone have a good time?
Yes.
I love this game. So fun. I feel like we all had a good character. Now,
I want to play this again sometime, but it may not have to be for the podcast.
I enjoyed it.
I like this game.
Yeah, it's fun. So now that we've taken a moment to talk about each other's characters, does everyone have a final score?
I do.
Yes.
Owen. You can say yours last.
I'll go first, because I'm pretty sure I'm last.
Mm-hmm. You don't know that.
My character, the performer with the thirst for knowledge, ended the game with 21 points.
Oh.
That is
the main reason why I only had I kind of made a mistake. My destiny bonus wasn't that good. It was only 9 points. It was a lot of work to get to it. I was definitely overwhelmed by it, and I only had one story icon set. It was only a 3. Like it, I misplayed it. That was my bad. But
I'm sorry.
Your story is still very much entertaining and important.
My story is valid.
Stories are what live on.
Now, sorry. Don't pity on me. Who's next? Shlee, what's your point total?
My point total is 45.
45. Wow, well done. Well, your destiny is cool.
Yeah, I have a cool destiny.
And you definitely took a harder path on a lot of them, so that was good. Connor, what's yours?
Being pure of heart definitely was a challenge, and it is reflected in my score of 34.
Ooh. So
Owen?
Not exactly a
Owen, let's hear it. I don't know what to do in this situation because I also had 45.
You had 45?
Yes.
What?
I added it like 3 times because I thought there was no way.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that in the first time in the Warp Drive's history, we have a tie?
A tie?
Yeah, we have a tie.
I added it, and the thing that I think helped me the most was the amount of villainy I had, because that's 16 points right there. And then that's without including my 10 cards, my 5 extra points, my 7, and then my 6.
Right.
Wait, let me make sure that's... So we got 6.
I counted out this.
22.
Oh, I forgot to add my other experience.
49.
I, in fact, have 40 points.
Oh.
Sorry.
You had extra.
I forgot to add my actual experience tokens.
Actually, I might have lost. I don't know if I added this correctly.
You have 16 points for villainy plus 8 for the set bonus.
Right.
Then your other stuff.
So 16 for villainy. Wait a second.
Yeah, I thought I added mine wrong.
Wait, how
too.
Many villainy do you have?
But then I just
eight.
Got lost.
8 villainy.
Two,
so you have
4, 5, 6. Yeah.
You have 8 villainy, so that's 8.
8 points.
Plus 8 for the set bonus, that's 16. My bad.
Okay.
So you have 16.
16 plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 21. So then this is out of the. This is done. And then I have 7 points here, so that's 28, 30. Oh, I only have 44. 45 because of that point. So, yeah, it is 45.
Okay. Sorry, none of us are math majors, so we're all kind of struggling.
I'm going into business.
Okay, so we have a tie, and I just scoured the rule book, and there is no tiebreaker. So Owen and Shlee are the two winners of Call to Adventure.
That means I'm second.
And I'm last! So I think that I'm the villain king and Shlee's the light king.
There you
so
go.
It's like night and day, you know?
It's the best of both worlds.
Dude, I love Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz.
There you go. Okay, well, that's the end of our game. We loved having Shlee and Connor on as our special guests.
Yay,
thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Is there anything else we'd like to say, or we're good to go out?
I think.
Tune in next time.
It was a pleasure.
Yes,
it was truly a pleasure.
Please subscribe, follow us on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Keep listening. We love having you guys, hearing about our games, and don't be afraid to share. We really want a
please do.
Yeah, big following. All right. Thanks for listening to the Warp Drive, and we'll see you next time.
Farewell. Bye.